Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 392 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Matt, but before I get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber.com, the email service provider that I've started using ever since day one, and I still use them today on a number of my websites. They help me build my email list, make it easy to put and embed forms on my website, but they also make it easy for me to create an autoresponder sequence, meaning a different set of emails that go out to people who subscribe, and they go out sequentially over time after people subscribe. So I don't have to do any work to continue to stay engaged with my audience, because you put in that work up front to create these emails, and that will do the work for you. And if you have anything to sell, you can have it lead towards something to sell. You can drop in your social media platforms and things in there as well to make sure that people get through those and connect with you on those places. It's just amazing because you put in that work up front, like I said, and it does work for you over time. So go ahead and get started with AWeber and your autoresponder series by going to aweber.com/askpat. That'll give you a 30-day free trial to AWeber. aweber.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Matt.
Hey, Pat. It's Matt. I was featured in a very early episode of Ask Pat, but now I have another question. I run a site called SkylandersCharacterList.com. It's been running for a little over 2 years now, and I found some success with it. But as I continue to move forward, I'm trying to put a focus on expanding my brand of Skylanders Character List, or SCL. I'm currently working on some design changes, and I figured that the logo would be a good place to start. So I took to 99 Designs to get some samples. Towards the end of the contest, I started to poll my audience to help me make my decision. I definitely got some good feedback, but there was a small yet very vocal contingent that would rather I just keep my current logo. If you go to SkylandersCharacterList.com/AskPat, that will take you to the Facebook post where this whole conversation began. My current logo is very much in the style of the Skylanders brand, so I understand the argument, but I'm trying to build my brand, SCL. So my question, do you think the opposition is just showing their natural aversion to change, or do they have a valid point that might even stop me from changing my logo? As always, any help you can provide, we greatly appreciate it. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Matt, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I really appreciate it, and thank you for being honest and sharing this predicament with us today, and hopefully I can help you out. And I'm sure this is something that a lot of people in the audience would love to chime in on as well. For those of you listening, if you want to chime in and continue this conversation and help Matt out, or maybe you've gone through this before yourself, use the hashtag AskPat392 on Twitter, and you can continue this conversation about this particular topic on Twitter. So you're looking to make branding changes, which I think is cool. It's always good to do that. I'm doing something similar as well. And you're looked to 99 Designs for help. And that's great because they have a lot of great designers there. You can get a lot of good ideas, and they give you a pool of different visuals that you can use to then get feedback on, like you did. And I think that's very smart that you did that. And now you're at a point where you're a little confused because you have some people in your audience who are saying one thing, some people who are saying another, some people who say don't change, some people who like the ones. And this always happens. This is not anything new. This is always going to happen when you start to build a large audience. And I see that you have a fairly large and vocal audience. You have a Facebook page. I went to the website and there's 5,800 people there, which is great. And you're getting a lot of people who are passionate about this particular topic. I went to that Facebook post that you talked about, and there's a lot of people who wanted to chime in. People love to chime in on what they think about design. And the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter. Your logo, yes, I mean, it does matter, but in the end, it really doesn't. Because if it's something that, for example, if people were to be so unhappy with your logo change and the design change, and that the logo itself makes them not want to come back anymore, then that's not the type of person you want to have in your audience, right? But at the same time, you do have to listen to your audience as well. Now, I will say that if you change the logo and it gets to a point where it doesn't look like it doesn't make sense and people are honest about that, and it's just not in tune with your brand, if you start to build a brand and a website where it starts to get a little convoluted and it's hard to find their way around it, then yes, you're affecting the user experience. But if it's just the logo itself, then you're going to have, you know, some decisions to make. And honestly, when it comes down to it, is whatever you do, eventually people are going to get over it. Yes, people hate change for whatever reason. And no matter how much some people like it, some people are going to hate it. And the truth is, you will never be able to please everybody. Matt, you will never be able to please everybody. So the only warning I have for you, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. That's something, a decision you're going to have to make on your own. I think everybody has to make their own decisions about that. But we can offer some points of view. The first thing is, you have to understand that whenever you do something, whether it's change a logo, create a course, or whatever, you're going to have a few people who are very vocal who are going to seem to control that conversation. And it might just be a few, you know, three people out of, you know, your thousands of followers, but they can be very convincing. They're good arguers. They're very outspoken. And of course, because they're the ones talking and typing and giving you information about that. Now, hopefully they're respectful and they seem to be very respectful on your brand, which is good, because that means you definitely want to listen to them. But do you have to take action on what they're saying? No, you don't have to. But it's also important for you to gauge, and it's going to take a little bit of a gut feeling for you to understand, okay, well, are they right? And if you are true to whatever new direction you're going to, and you know that that's the best for your brand, then go with what you know is right. Now, if they begin to start telling you things and you're like, oh, well, actually, yeah, that's kind of true, and you start to talk to other people about it, which I would continue to do just to get a feel for exactly what's going on. I would even reach out to some people in your audience who may not have spoken up and just get their honest opinion on it too, because sometimes those people are the ones who are going to give you the best feedback, but they just want that permission to tell you, as opposed to some of these other more vocal people. It'll be nice for them to hear from you, and also it'll be nice for you to hear from them and their point of view. You know, you might be able to see that these other people who are vocal have a valid point, or just might be a sub-segment of your audience who's just, you know, they're just trying to start stuff up. Now, I will say personally, I looked at the new logo, the one that was in question that you talked about, and it took me a little bit of a few seconds to figure it out exactly what the letters were. It's very creative, but in being creative, sometimes you lose out on exactly what you should be doing, which is telling people what the brand is. And so, you know, I see the black and white one that you talked about. Again, we're talking about SkylanderCharacterList.com. Skylander is a game I'm sort of familiar with. It's similar to Disney Infinity, I believe. There's these characters and you can start to build up their experience points and you know, abilities and things like that. And my cousin's big into it and his kids are into it too. But, you know, I'm more of a Disney Infinity guy. But anyway, you know, I know that, you know, it's the branding is important, but also the idea of being able to share what your brand is about is very important too. And if those things conflict, then it's not going to work out for you. I like what some of the other people in the comments mentioned, the one that is on your Facebook page. That one's very in tune with what this game is about, and it looks just like the way it should, I think. And I think if you were to navigate that one onto your website, it would work out very well and it would make the most people happy. But again, there's a balance there between what would make the most people happy, but also what you like, because you want to be happy with it as well. And honestly, if you were to just say, you know what, guys, I'm going with this new one, that's the way it is, people are going to be upset, but then they're going to get over it. And the people who are so upset that they're going to leave, those aren't the people that you're going to want. So, you know, the biggest lesson here is don't spend too much time on this. pick something and go forward with it, and do a little bit of investigation with your audience, and like I said, the non-vocal people, and hear what they think. But don't spend too much time on this, because a logo is just a logo. You know, you got some content to provide, you got some value to share with your audience, and the logo is just the logo. So hopefully that makes sense, and I appreciate you asking the question, and I'd love to hear what everybody else thinks. Use the hashtag AskPat392 on Twitter, and we could see if we can talk about this a little bit more off of the show and on Twitter. Matt, for having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an AskPat t-shirt. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And the other thing I'll mention, just this came to mind, you can always change. You know, maybe you try it for a little bit and it doesn't work out, then you go back. That's fine. I mean, that's the cool thing about doing things online. You can always change. You can always pivot, if you will. And, you know, the Smart Passive Income logo has changed over time. The AskPat logo looks completely different than the Smart Passive Income logo and all these other things. So we're working to put these things into some cohesive manner in the near future. But again, even though they're off and maybe not all congruent amongst each other in terms of the legs of SPI podcast and the different parts of the brand, it's still working because I'm providing value, and hopefully you can continue to do the same thing and not have this get in the way. So thank you again. You'll hear from my assistant in a couple of weeks to collect information to send you that t-shirt. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank aweber.com for being awesome and making it super easy for people to start an email list, to start building that email list, which is important for many reasons, obviously communication. But it's on a secondary, in even more important level, it's important because you're building a list of followers and of a list of people who have given you permission to contact them. And let's say your blog or website, for example, got hacked or went down. If you don't have that email list, I mean, you're screwed, right? Because how can you contact your audience? Even through RSS feeds, you can't personally email everybody else and say, hey, this is what happened, this is where I'm going, you can find me here now. When my site got hacked in March of 2013, the email list is really what saved me and kept people knowing what was going on. So when they couldn't get on my site, they at least knew what was going on and knew that things weren't going the way they were supposed to. And I was still able to provide value to them and direct people toward my podcast through my email list. So check it out, aweber.com for starting your email list. You can get a 30-day free trial by going to aweber.com/askpat. That's aweber.com/askpat. Thank you so much for listening in today. I really appreciate it. And here's a quote to finish off today from Thomas Edison. He says, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." It's crazy to think about just what other people in this world could have done if they just put a little bit more time, effort, and had a little bit more patience for things. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but it definitely resonates with me. Cheers. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the reviews on iTunes, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.